You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day of Day Weather is on the phone line to take a look at the weather forecast. Good afternoon to you, Don. Have you finally gotten warmer and less snowy weather out there in Cheyenne?
Actually, no. We've had the third snowstorm in 3 weeks. Record-breaking cold and snow still exist in the High Plains and Rockies.
Oh, my gosh. Any of that cold going to continue to make its way through our part of the world here in the Midwest, whether that be in the western or eastern Corn Belt? Because, really, we need soil temperatures to start to come up and do it fairly quickly.
Well, that's a big concern. The freezing, hard freezing temperatures, I think, will stay in the northern and western areas. I am a little bit concerned about some hard freezing temperatures tonight in portions of western Kansas, maybe as far south as the Texas Panhandle. But we're going to have a hard time getting those soil temperatures up because this cool, moist air is headed into the Midwest again. We're going to have another round of pretty good precipitation and cooler than normal temperatures. So we're going to be concerned about flooding. We're going to be concerned about this cool April weather hanging on for another week.
Well, tell me more about that and start with the hard red winter wheat growing regions in the Southwest. How cold will they be tonight, do you think?
Well, there'll be some areas that will easily be down into the mid to upper 20s. And what we're concerned about is that some of those mid to upper 20s could persist more than 3 hours. And that's where you may have some damage. Now, there is a little bit of light snow cover with some of that cold that may help out. But that is going to be a concern tonight.
And then here in our part of the world or across the Corn Belt itself, you say the temperatures aren't going to come up. What kind of lows will we have in the overnight hours?
Well, I don't see any hard freezing temperatures, but we're going to see overnight lows down to the mid to upper 30s, in some areas to the lower 40s. Daytime temperatures are going to really struggle, and there's going to be a good prospect in the next week to 10 days for more precipitation. So when that soil is wet, it takes it longer to warm up. The good news is many areas that are going to be looking for more rain that will help out some of the dry areas in the west, but the coolness is going to be a concern. Now, I do see the first week of May being warmer. I do see May starting off not as cold, but the next 5 to 7 days is still going to be a struggle.
What kind of daytime highs are we talking about over that period?
Well, 50s, 60s, going to be hard to get any warmer than that.
Oh, my. With 50 or 60 top and wet soils and colder evenings, that will be a tough slog through the end of April. A bit warmer to begin May with, but we'll need those temperatures really to come up really fast. And I don't think 65 or 70 is going to do it. We'll have to have something warmer than that, I would think.
Well, we do. And we've got to hope for the pattern to change in May, and we do see it. Now, whether or not we get the warm with maybe a longer stretch of dry weather is something that is probably the bigger concern. I see it getting warmer, but we may have some wet areas that are going to be harder to warm up.
We thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you, Todd.
That's Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. If you haven't dialed in yet with your pledge of financial support, please take time right now as we end the program to dial this number, 217-244-9455. Or if you listen online, go to willpledge.org or just willag.org and hit contribute up at the top of the page, and make sure you hit WILL AM and that you tell us it's agriculture. I'm Todd Gleason.